This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and this is our 10th episode in a series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam where we left off last time as the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given us for those who are patient and persevere among that is accusation false accusation that is of those criminals as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about him that he called them that fact, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ So my dear brothers and sisters, again a gentle reminder, if you go through difficulties, if you go through a hard time, you just hear it and say, يَا لُنَكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى It is only a mere word. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah give us the reward in the hereafter. In the Qur'an, over 1400 years ago, is telling you that this is what you're going to go through. This is what is going to happen to you. You will be called this. They will make fun of you. They will make mockery of you. But in the end, inshallah, here is your reward, giving you some kind of condolences to make sure that you're holding on, be steadfast, and holding on to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the harm did not stop there. As a matter of fact, there's a story about Hamza radiallahu anhu arda. Even the story of how he became a Muslim, subhanAllah. When the people started to harm the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims at large, one of them was Abu Jahl, who is known as, you will see what's coming up today, inshallah, on that episode of how the Muslim, they had to go through persecution, like nations before them. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his uncle was Hamza, and Abu Jahl, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq, he was called, of course, Amr ibn Hisham, Abu al-Hakam, which obviously it is a nickname for the wise man. But when Prophet Muhammad sallam called him Abu Jahl, it's because of the story that is known that when he says, عليها 19, he talked about this 19. He says, you take care of these, we will take care of them, you know, the 19 angels. Zabaniya tahannam. They think that they can take care of them. Allahu Akbar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله. These angels are not like the one you think. غلاظ شداد, they're harsh hearted, they're tough, they're stringent. It's not like what you think. So, and he says, you know this, also another nation, you saw that the zuqum, this a harsh, difficult fruit that it will come down in your throat with pain, and it has thorns and so on, zuqum. This is what he's talking about. And you put a date with butter around it, and he says, this is how it is going to go down. So when Prophet Muhammad heard that this is how ignorant he was, he was called Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom, or the owner of wisdom, or the wise one. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance, or the ignorant one. So among them was the one that even he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a few bad words. And a woman saw him do that to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She couldn't take it. She waited for whom? Hamza, Asadullah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. She went to wait outside of the boundaries of Mecca because he used to be go on hunting trips. And outside of the Medina, of the city, she waited for him. As soon as he came in the boundaries, what did she say? I heard Abu Jahl curse your nephew. So Hamza got very angry, even though he was not a Muslim then. But still, you know, from his tribe, he goes into Abu Jahl and Dar al-Nadwa, and he goes in and he slapped Abu Jahl. And he said, أَتَسُبُّهُ وَأَنَا عَلَى دِينِهِ Do you curse him and I follow his way of life? Meaning what? He just declared that he's a Muslim. And he was not a Muslim. But now he declared he's a Muslim. And he goes home, he goes, woe to me. What have I done? Now I'm in trouble. I have to make a declaration here. What have I done? So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said what I said, O Allah. You know what? I didn't mean it. But I said this because of this. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this word is true, guide me to it. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah guided him to Islam because of that mere utterance of word and he became defending of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ecstatic, extremely happy to hear that Hamza radiallahu anhu arda became a Muslim. And inshallah we'll take a story a bit later on. But as you see that even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to use the same methodology with Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, alayhi min Allahi min astahiq. Let's see the difference, subhanallah. We see Hamza radiallahu anhu arda is Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. Allah help us. May Allah keep us away from him and keep him away from us. And amthali, inshallah, and people like him. When he was trying to invite Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a dinner one day, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will only come to you for dinner if you declare that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He says, no, I won't. He says, okay, I won't come to you for dinner. But it was, apparently it was a very much into, like a shameful for somebody to invite you for dinner and you don't accept. It's a shame for the person that is inviting you. So he said, come for dinner. He says, you know my condition. I will come for dinner in your place if you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So second time he also declined. So the third time he said, okay, if that's what it takes for you to come for dinner in my place, all right, if that's what it takes, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Rasulullah. Okay, are you happy now? I'm paraphrasing, of course. Now Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was hoping to happen to Aqbal Ma'id because he was among the honorable society. So he was trying to get him to what happened to him, what could happen to Hamza. But hayhat. Shittan al-faq, major difference, akhi and ukhti. But when Umayyah ibn Khalaf, look at the beautiful company. Umayyah ibn Khalaf, among the people we'll talk about inshallah later on, he saw him, he said, I heard that you said this, and you invited him for dinner, and so on, you become his friend now. He says, wajhi ala wajhika haram. It's forbidden for me to see you. You're no longer my friend. Till you go back and do the exact opposite. And he asked him to either curse him or do something that's not befitting to be done to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So he had to think. And he had to make a decision. And again, unfortunately, it was the wrong decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Qur'an yutla. This Qur'an will be revealed till Judgment Day, recite it till Judgment Day from the seventh heaven. Is يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولْ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Allahu Akbar. His woe to me, he will bite down on his hand. When? On that day, Judgment Day, when it's too late. Because here, there is عَمَلْ بِلَا حِسَاب. And there is حِسَاب بِلَا عَمَل. Here, you do actions and deeds, and he's not held accountable for you yet. Some of them, of course, you can, here, or the grave in the hereafter. But in the hereafter, there is no amal, there is no actions and deeds, there is reckoning. That's what he will hear. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. This person that oppressed himself, how do you oppress yourself? You keep away from heaven, and you go to hell. That's the greatest oppression you can do for yourself, akhi. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَلِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. What's the true winning according to you, أخي and أختي? Winning the lottery? Winning whatever it is that the true winning? No. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you stay with hellfire and you be admitted to Jannah, to heaven inshaAllah, that is the true winning, that is the true success. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In such an act, in such an event, in such a great, beautiful feeling, this is the great competition between everyone. So we should compete, inshaAllah, for that. Now, when he says, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخُذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I wish I didn't take this person, فُلَانًا. It wasn't worthy to be mentioned in the book of Allah, this Umayyah. Ibn Khalaf alayhi wa Allah mustahiq also. He says, so what happened to the company? So you ask yourself, akhi and ukhti, how did the company you keep? Do you keep the company that will bring you back to masajid? Or the company to remind you, let's paint the town red, let's go bar hopping? He says, the company you keep, akhi and ukhti. My brother, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelih, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Be careful on the way, the human being is on the way of their comrade. So be careful who you have as a friend. You have no choice of choosing your father or your mother. We know that. But you certainly have choice of who your friends are. Tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are. Do you understand, akhi? So choose wisely, my brothers and sisters, inshallah. Now that's exactly what happened. And the continue of the persecution goes on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to take it easy on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَدِيكُ صَدْرِكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that it is very difficult for you to hear this. It is tough on your heart to take it. And you need to expand your chest, but it feels very tight. Because of what you hear from this adha, the harmful words and the harmful utterance, as you see, it gets worse as they go along. Because now it's a declaration of war. And if you think again that you have a difficulty, listen to what's coming up, inshallah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Those who make a mockery of you, we will protect you from them, inshallah. And again, he says, وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ الَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ كَانُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling who? The prophets and messengers before, they had to go through difficulties too, to tell him this path is the way it is. Again, reminding him over and over again that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Musa alayhi salam, was the one that comes in. And the second one, from not just making mockeries and so on, it started to do that, shubuhat. They making false accusations, conjunction, hearsay, or all that to make people are doubtful about the Quran or the Messenger of Islam and so on. As the media tries to tell you all this thing, wallahi, this poor slave of Allah one time was on the American radio show, and I hear the caller say, you people worship the moon. I go, huh? We worship the moon? SubhanAllah. Thank you, Akhi, for teaching me something about my religion I didn't know. I should have been worshipping the moon all the time. I could have had a V8. SubhanAllah. I've been worshipping God all the time, and I could have been Allahu Musta'an. Thank you for letting me set me straight, Akhi. So I asked him, how did you get to this lovely conclusion? He's because I saw it on a website somewhere. I go, wow, how authentic. Of course, anybody can open a website, search. Oh, yes, Muslims worship the moon. Fantastic, I'll take it. And I said, what was the reasoning behind this person saying that we worship the moon? He says, easy. He says, his proof is when you see the moon, you fast. And when you see the moon, you start celebrate. I go, mashallah, you're a smart man. It's a waste of your intelligence, Akhi, to be among the people. We are just like peasants comparing to you. You're an intellect. You should have been a professor, a doctor somewhere, a PhD, teaching us what to do in this life. Give us all the answers to the questions that plagues us. How to take away the Middle East crisis, to lower the gas prices. Everybody would be happy, alhamdulillah. Please tell us, Master, how did you do this? He said, Akhi, we are in a lunar calendar, man. We follow a lunar calendar. When we see the moon, that's the beginning of the month. That's when we start fasting, because we start fasting the months. But you can understand the ignorance out there and the people who have the media and they give you things. If they say it enough, they will believe it. So I told them, Akhi, we go with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تعبدوا الشمس والقمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the contrary. In the Quran, do not worship the sun or the moon, but worship the one that created them. You see? So it was a path of da'wah. So you'll know that this is what happens. As you see the history, it repeats itself, you will see, أَبْغَاثُ أَحْلَام. What did they do? They just see things at night, and they see it in the morning. It's just أَبْغَاثُ أَحْلَام. It's like, you know, if you had too much samosa and tatoosh at night, and you know, you have nightmares, but it's not the case. Of course it's not. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنْ افْتَرَاهُ وَأَعَانَهُ قَوْمٌ أَخْرُونَ. Meaning that they actually say that this person taught him this. On the way over, they taught him that. But that person spoke in Hebrew. And our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not know how to read or write. We don't say unlettered. We don't say literate. You know, we say respect to Prophet ﷺ, unlettered. You understand the difference, Akhi? So, yes, he did not know how to read or write. But for the wisdom, and of course, you'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring. He's not the one that wrote it. Of course, how could the person that did not know how to read or write such an immaculate, a beautiful book, that people actually claim that he said that. And he says this in the shayateen. Allahu Akbar. Shayateen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أُنَبِّئِكُمْ عَلَى مَا تُنَزَّلَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. You know what shayateen comes down to him? A transgressor, a fasiq, you know, a bad person, evil person, a disobedient person, a person that says, my Lord is one, and he tries to get you off the bad road to the righteous road, the straight path, to make you the best morals and conduct. Is that the thing? This is the act of shayateen? Allahu Akbar. Will we also get called in the shayateen? The shaitan is the one that wrote in satanic verses. We get asked these questions all the time. But, Akhi, you say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, if you think that shaitan wrote the book, could you imagine shaitan saying, excuse me, I wrote this book, but before you read this book of mine, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Imagine the author is shaitan. استغفر الله, we know that. You say the author is shaitan. But shaitan, the one that wrote the book, as they claim, they says, before you read this book, what do you say? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So you can imagine, before you read my book, seek refuge in Allah from me, because I'm Satan the rejected. And by the way, I forgot to tell you something. If you follow me, you go straight to hell. I am your worst enemy, by the way. And it's not like a line from a movie or whatever. Oh yeah, yes, I forgot to tell you. I'll make your life miserable. I won't fulfill the promises, I will do it. And I will say I'm innocent of you on Judgment Day. Okay, go ahead, buy my book. Enjoy. Do you think that's a... This is a hopelessly naive statement. If anybody even thinks of that, when he says that everything that shaitan is this, shaitan is that, this is the worst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins good and forbids evil, and shaitan does the opposite. How could that be? It's impossible, inshaAllah. And again, we talked about the shu'ara before, so I will not repeat it, respecting your time, inshaAllah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them what they say about it. Who is this man? He says, they say, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. How could this man that claims that he's a messenger prophet, he says, يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ, he used to eat food, and يَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, and he used to walk in the marketplace. Allahu Akbar. What do you think that if Allah says, if you were angels walking on the face of the earth, I would have sent an angel, it's still in the form of a man, to communicate and rule and relate to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making fun of them, a mockery of them. And saying that, is that the way that you handle it? Subhanallah. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشْرٍ مِّنْ شَيْءٍ. Says, they said, no, they didn't. Allah did not give this book to Bashar. And all the prophets and messengers before him, how were they? Bashar or not Bashar? Of course, Bashar from Bashra, by the way. The human being, of course, as the connotation of that. From the skin, that's what it means. Because everybody else has like, scales or... and lots of hair, but alhamdulillah, Bashar, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have elevated the bani Adam, the children of Adam, and among that reason is called they had a Bashra, a softer, nicer look, inshaAllah. We're hoping it gets better in Jannah, inshaAllah. We will talk about it hopefully some other time. طيب. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. He says, you are Bashar مِثْلُنَا. You are human beings like us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَمُنُّ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ مِنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this man, this blessing, this gift that he gives among his slaves or his servants or his worshippers to whomever he wish. But they wanted something better. They wanted to have some of the people of the rich and the honorable and those high and rotas. لَوْلَا نَزَّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. They wanted to take among the two of them, Al-Walid ibn Mughira was among them, and of course those who are the rich ones and the ones that are known, he says they wanted to take one of those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will divide the mercy of Allah. He says, أَهُمْ يَقَسْمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. They're the one that's going to say, this mercy of Allah goes to this person. You know, because this person is rich and good looking, or this person is tall, and Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers again, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best where he puts his message. It's an amana of Islam, and he chose the best of creation according to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Again, there's so many that comes into that category, and again, we're going to go to the third category of the ones that do it. It is the most difficult of all. The people they go into, يحويلون, they come into that between them and to hear in Quran. And they had so many tricks between the people to listen to the Quran or not. And among them is, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. Don't listen to the Quran. وَالْغَوْ, go in the hearsay. Yeah, maybe you will be victorious. And a man called Nadr ibn al-Harith used to say, what is it? أساطير الأولين. These are like legends. These are long stories before. He used to go to Al-Hira and he used to travel a lot. So what he did is he used to listen to stories to kings and so on around the world. So he gathered enough stories. So what he used to, what the Kuffar used to do, they used to bring another bin Harith, sit next to Prophet ﷺ. When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to say either admonition, like a word of wisdom or recite verses, and they would get another bin Harith to say, what? I've been here and I've been there and I tell him stories. So people were interested in stories. But after a while, he ran out of stories. And they hear the same stories over and over again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, infinite words and wisdom, was of course not to be beaten. And that's one of the Nadr ibn al-Harith among them, inshaAllah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma talked about al-Nadr. He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثُ وَيُضُلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He's the one that... They buy people's attention with the hearsay, the vain talks, the stories. لِيُضُلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So they would lead people astray away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to finish with a part that is a bit difficult. Now at Tuha, that the persecution. And I'm going to remind you, akhi and ukhti, if you see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum warzahum, what they used to go through, and you think that you've had it hard, again, think again. Please listen. Among the ittihadat and ta'adhib, and of course everyone of the honorable society now, they have had a meeting and they said, everyone that you have as a slave under your hand, if they become a Muslim, make sure you give them harsh treatment. You punish them, you hit them, you persecute them, you make them go hungry, you make them go thirsty, and so on. So everyone that had a slave under their hand when he was a Muslim, they had to punish them dearly. And now there's too many, of course, we'll talk about some of them inshallah. Among them was, of course, Mus'ab ibn Umayr, and we know that. Mus'ab ibn Umayr, radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, beautiful story. He was among the honorable society. And we know that he was very rich. And people actually used to know when Mus'ab ibn Umair used to walk in the streets. He used to have a beautiful aroma. And as a matter of fact, some of the people used to pay more money to wash their clothes with the clothes of Mus'ab ibn Umair because it would smell better, even when they wash it. Look how extravagance of living that he used to live in. But when he became a Muslim, he was deprived of everything. But he chose what's best. His parents disowned him. And for you, akhi and ukhti, new Muslims, hang in there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you something better. And stories like this will give you the strength, inshaAllah. Now, when he died, Mus'ab ibn Umair, it's a long story, but inshaAllah, even though Mus'ab ibn Umair was the first ambassador of Islam to go to Medina and teach the people about Islam, and he was now at the time of his death, when we'll get to it, inshaAllah, later on, you know, they said he didn't have enough clothes to cover his whole body. When they wanted to cover his feet, they couldn't cover his face. When they wanted to cover his face, they couldn't cover his feet. Prophet ﷺ cried, and look at what happened to him, from where to where. But it is indeed, it is ibtila, it's a test, a fitna, akhi and ukhti. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you eternal abundance of reward, inshaAllah. And other than that, inshaAllah, we said the Suhaib al-Rumi. You know, when we hear about this, al-Rumi from Roman, then we have Bilal al-Habashi, and Salman al-Farisi, and they have gone long and traveled far to find the truth, and you will see this over and over and over again. And again, among them is Umayyah ibn Khalaf had whom? Bilal al-Habashi, radiallahu anhu, as we were talking about. And he used to actually put a rope around his neck, and let the little kids drag him. And even the neck used to hurt him inside. You would leave him sit in the sun, and would put the biggest among the biggest stones on his stomach, and he would make him thirsty and hungry. He says, "Wallahi, you will go through this every time unless you die like that, or tatruk deen Muhammad, you leave the deen of Muhammad." And he would only say two words. To repeat it is only one word, ahadun ahad. He used to say one, meaning one God, one Lord. And he said, "Wallahi, if there is any other word that would make him go through difficulties and hate that word, I would have said it. But that's the only word that I can recall at that time to make him feel bad about it." And by the way, you know that later on that Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu anhu arda, when he saw Umayyah ibn Khalaf, his master at the time, when he was taken as a hostage, what do you know what happened? Even though Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu arda, he took him as a hostage. It's another story that we'll come back to. And now Bilal al-Habashi, man, he saw him as a hostage. He says, "Who is it? Adu Allah, aslamak Allah ilayna." He says, "You come, subhanallah, that what happened? Just come at the deen, then as you do will be done unto you." He says, "You know, people loved Bilal radiallahu anhu arda." He says, "You know who used to punish me and persecute me earlier when I was a slave?" He says, "This is the man." So everybody got on to wanted to kill Umayyah ibn Khalaf. But Abdurrahman ibn Awf says, Urkut, sit. And he covered him because he wanted to get the ransom. But it wasn't to be. So people used to do, what they used to do? They used to poke him from under Abdurrahman ibn Awf. They wanted to get to Umayyah ibn Khalaf till he died. So Abdurrahman ibn Awf says, "Rahimallah, akhi Bilal, I lost the ransom and I lost the dir' that I used to collect, and that man told me to come." But it wasn't to be, akhi and ukhti. And there is so much more. Khabbab ibn Rat, Al Yasir, Ammar ibn Yasir. And you will see this, but hopefully we can have some more for you in the next episode. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.